So yesterday we began Siman Aleph in the Hari Kedmon Shabbos, and we're talking about Malacha Grua. Just to quickly summarize, we said there are two approaches to what Malacha Grua means with regard to Otsah. One is the Rashba's approach, and the other was the Or Zarua. The Rashba's approach was that the rules that govern Otsah are illogical, so to speak. They seem to work with a kind of a concept called chidush. It's something that's not right over here, because the Rashba points out you could work very hard and schlep an object from one side to the other side of Rishus HaYachid, and you're not chayv. But yet, as soon as you traverse that boundary into Rishus HaRav, then you're chayv. So therefore, we don't know when and how the rules and regulations of Otsah work. They seem to be, beating to their own tune. And we might have come up with a chiluk between Achnosa and Otsah, etc., etc. The Or Zarua, on the other hand, said that Otsah is Malacha Grua because it doesn't change the Chefetz. Meikara Chefetz, Vahashtanami Chefetz. And Rav Soloveitchik said that in the 38 Malachos, we have what's called Tikkun HaChefetz. There's a change of Shinui in the Chefetz. He gives an example of Bishul. But in the case of Otsah, we don't have that element of Tikkun HaChefetz. And therefore, he says, the Malacha of Otsah is completely dependent upon the Tzuras HaMalacha, the Maisa HaMalacha. And once we get into the Maisa HaMalacha, without a Shinui and out of Tikkun, if we have a real serious problem here. We don't know how to make logical deductions from this Tzuras HaMalacha and that Tzuras HaMalacha. So for example, the Ani is taking the object out into Rishus HaRav and he's bringing it towards him. The Balabayas is taking the object out to Rishus HaRav, but it's distance from him, right? It's a B'mercha. And therefore, it's a different Tzuras HaMalacha. I don't know that I can derive one from the other and equate the two, because there's no issue here of Tikkun HaChefetz. And therefore we need two psukim, says Tosfos, for one for the Ani and one for the Baal Bayis, as far as the Chiyuv Hotzah is concerned. And he says that if you look at the Tosfos HaRosh, he says, Hani Trey Kroy Nira Lefarish, that we need these two psukim because one is going to teach me Hotzah Di Ani, because it says, Vayichala Mehevi, just one second, Vayichala Ha'ami Lahavi, and that's coming for Hotzah, which, if I understand correctly, the people are bringing their gifts from the OL, each. Respective all that's Rishus HaYachid, bringing out to Moshe Rabbeinu, who's in the Machna Levi, which is Rishus HaRavim, and Vayichala Ha'ami Havi. And that's called Hotzah Di Ani, because the Ani is bringing the Chefetz towards him. And in this case, I guess Moshe Rabbeinu is getting access to the Chefetz. And Veloshen Mi Lahavi, Mashma Mi Lahavi, HaChefetz Etzlo. And that's Ani. Then we have another pasuk, Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo, that's already the Otsah of the Baal Abayis, where he's Yotzei Mimkomo, means he's Motzi the Chefetz Mimkomo, he's pushing it further away from him. And that's the case where he's Omed in the Bayis, meaning the Baal Abayis is remaining stationary in the house, which is he's stretching his arm out into Rishus HaRav. Just one second, I just want to see if at the end of this paragraph we missed anything. Zenir Poshut, towards the end of this paragraph, the Chol Atzal Chalik Ben Hanach Otsos, to make a distinction between whether you bring the Chefetz towards you or away from you, Hu Rak Mishum Otsah Lo Kabdinan Al Tachlis V'Tikun HaMalacha El Ikar Malachu HaMaisa Gufe. Yeah? I call it Tzuras HaMais. I don't know if he uses that term, but that, for my mind, that helps me a little clarify. And if everything depends upon the Tzuras HaMaisa, there are two different Tzuras HaMaisa, one of the Ani and the other of the Baal HaBayis.
Isn't there some questions raised with Hotzah and Hotzah about if something's in the sun and you want to get it into the shade?
That's only, I think, Midrabbanon, as far as Mukta is concerned.
Right.
Lahotzi Michama Litzel. Because that's not Litzor Gufo. In other words, in Mukta.
There are some Litzors.
I mean, you're touching on a different issue, which is called Bloch Shen Tzrich LeGufa, and sometimes in the Hotzah, I'm not interested in getting the object to where I'm putting it, but I just want to get it out of here. So let's say it's in the sun, I want to get it into the shade, but I don't really care where it goes.
It's not the Malacha that's in that Mozart. I just remember that kind of story, but I don't know what.
Yeah, but if you're talking about Mechama Litzel, I don't know what you're referring to. That's already a Derabbanan in terms of, you know, Tiltil Kalim, where they were Mater Tiltil Kalim, Litzor Gufo, but not Mechama Litzel.
So that has nothing to do with the concept of the whole
I'm sure it does. Okay. But on a deeper level, you know, I'm not ready for that.
I'm confusing a couple of things.
Yeah. So what we're up to now is the bottom right. Now he quotes the Tosus. V'chein b'chol toldos the avos machos lochay shinin she'ev mishkan ela avos bilvat ubetoldos totzav even she'ev mishkan. So Tosus says that there's a fundamental difference with regard to deriving toldos between Hotzah and all the other malachos. In all the other malachos, we look to get the av, derive the av from mishkan, and then logically we will derive the toldos. But in the case of Hotzah, we require that each and every Toldah has to have been done in the Mishkan. I mean, then you have to ask the question, well, if it was done in the Mishkan, what makes it into a Toldah? Maybe it should be an Av. That's a different question. He says, Habir Bazer, Dibakol HaMelech HaShesh and Cheftza Shel Melech HaShuva. I can always derive a Toldah because I look at the Cheftza and I see if I can derive the same Cheftza, right? So, for example, if I want to make my ground, you know, able to produce, then as far as the cheftz is concerned, that's the improvement in the karka, in the ara. But I can achieve that in many different ways. I can put a zera into the karka, and that'll improve the productivity of the karka. Or if there's already a zera in the karka, I can pour water on the zera. There's always a cheftz, and now we ask how the Augustine told us both contribute to tikkun hachefza, but you can't use that modus operandi with regard to meleches hotzah, because as we said before, there's in the arzarua, there's no change in the hachefza at all. So the told in the ava chalukim b'maisa melacha, but they have the same product or the same tikkun, and the told shares the same tikkun and shinui as the av melacha, and therefore we can derive logically the Tolda, as long as we know what purpose the Av served in the Beis HaMikdash. Then we can just change the Maisa and say there's a Tolda in a different Maisa because it has the same purpose that's being served as far as improving the object is concerned. Avol, 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 shiny, meleches hotzah, there's no tikkun in the Cheftza. So the Malach is only the Tzuras HaMaisa. Oh, here he says Tzuras HaMelacha. Finally, he added that word. I'm excited about that. V'Tzuras HaMelacha, he Ikar HaMelacha, is therefore, we don't know what's exactly a derivative. You know, how do we get it told if you have a different, once you've changed the Tzuras HaMelacha? In other Melachas, I couldn't care less if you changed the Tzuras HaMelacha. Call it a Tolda, but it's coming to achieve the same Tikkun HaChefza. But if the whole essence of Melechus Hotzah is in the Tzuras HaMelacha, how can you derive new facets or expressions of the Melacha with a different Tzuras HaMelacha? Is there for Salka Daitachol, Sheyesh Shinu Koldu Beguf Maisa Melacha, like the difference between the Ani and the Ashir? Is Eimba Zekvaris Guf Inyan Melechus Hotzah klal means that you don't have the essence of the Melacha. The essence of the Melacha lies and exhausts itself in the Tzuras HaMelacha. And therefore we need a special source to derive the Toldos, and that's going to be the Mishkan. And let's add the following. The Afshat Toldos Hayim Mishkan, That's excellent. Right? How do you define the Av and the Tolda? Why is X called an Av and Y is called a Tolda if they were both in the Mishkan? I mean, Bishleim and the other 38 Malachas, I know that which was in the Mishkan is the Av, and that which we derive from the Av with a different Surah Samaisa, but the same Tikkun, that's called a Tolda. But how do you know the difference between an Av and a Tolda in the case of Malachas Otsah? When they're, you know, the Av and the Tolda were both in the Mishkan. So he quotes a Tosis in Perakat Zorik here in Daf Tzadivo. The Gemara says, Otsah Hechak Siva. What's the source in the Torah for Otsah? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer Kra, the Pasuk says, Vayitzav Moshe, Vayaviru Kolben Bamachne. Right. So Tosus says the following. What does the Gemara mean when it says that you derive something from the Pasuk Vayitzav Moshe Vayaviru Kol Menach Afal Gav Shehoisa B'Mishkan? We know that there was Hotzah in the Mishkan. Kida Omar Heim Horidu Krashim. Right, they took the Krashim that were transported by the Agolos and they took it out of the Krashim. And the Krashim, and the Agolos, excuse me, and the Agolos had the status of a Rishus HaYochid. Let's say it was, you know, it was 10 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim, and Mechitzos, blah, blah, blah. And they brought it down and placed it into the Machna Levia, which was the Rishus HaRabim. Says Tosus, that's not enough. Mikomakom, we love the Chsiv, if we don't have a Pasuk, Lo Machayev Aleh. We would not derive and establish that Hotzah is a Chiyuv Misa. It's like one of the other Malachas because it was done in the Mishkan. Why? Lefisha, Malacha Grui. Right, let me ask you, they sneezed in the Mishkan, right? Does that make sneezing into a Malacha? Obviously, what you're looking for is a certain level of Chashivus in what they did. Some sort of impact, some sort of change. You know what I mean? They planted, they plowed, you know, they did certain things that were very important. They painted the krashim. But in the case of Hotzah, I mean, that's like sneezing. I mean, it's a malacha grua. Hainu. Here's how the Rav is interpreting Tosis. The malachas Hotzah lo sagi b'mesha malacha hoysa b'mishkan k'dei lumod b'imena es guf ha-milacha. That we can't do. Do we know under Maisa Yeshlov Shem Malacha Klal? In all other malachas, it has a Shem Malacha because it impacts on the object. It makes a shini in the object, and therefore, if it was done in the Mishkan, that's clearly an av. Any derivative thereof is a tolda. But in the case of Hotzah, even though it was done in the Mishkan, that could not grant you a malacha. Who says that the Hotzah in the Mishkan has the status of a malacha? And therefore, we need a pasuk. And that pasuk is going to reveal to us that there is such a malacha. And that malacha is called Hotzah. V'lachein rak hanach d'ksivi behedja b'kra d'vayaviru kol b'machne heim b'chlal ha'av malacha shel malachas Hotzah. What's he saying here? In other words, from Mishkan alone, we could not derive Malachas Hotzah. We need a Pasuk. And then once we have the Pasuk, we're going to then limit and define the Av Malacha of Malachas Hotzah. So Ve'aviru Kol B'machne, that's going to set up the Av Malacha of Malachas Hotzah. Then we're going to find other forms of Malachas Hotzah in the Mishkan. Those, since there's no pasuk to derive them, they will have the status of a tolda. Now, how do you have an ability to derive from Mishkan Malachas Hotzah? The answer is no. We could not derive Malachas Hotzah from the Mishkan. It's a Malacha Grua. But once we have a pasuk, then we have a basic, foundation, so to speak, for Hotzah as a Malacha, and we're going to define in terms of that pasuk the Av, and then we're going to go back to the Mishkan and we're going to look for Toldos. So that which is in the Mishkan without a pasuk is a Tolda, that which is in the Mishkan but is in the pasuk, that's considered an Av.
sukkah that we had originally did not have to do with the Mishkan. Lo yetsa ish min kama that's with that.
The man.
That's the man.
Right.
So I don't get how they use those sukkah to define
That's an excellent question. In the case of a chalom, a havi, they were bringing the gifts for the Mishkan.
Right.
So that was the Torah binyan of Mishkan. No, so that's, maybe that's a valid derivation. But in the case of man, what does the man have to do with the Mishkan? Why do we have the right to derive melechas hotzah from man? Let's see if he asks this question. So you know what? That might be in Simon Beis. Do you have Simon Beis? Simon Beis is the Simon Beis is all about the psukim.
Okay.
So it could be.
I'm happy that's a decent question. So.
Yeah, no, it's an excellent question. It's an excellent question. I mean, some answer flew through my mind, but then I realized that it's not a good answer. You know, I was going to say something to the effect that. Once we have Hotzah in the Mishkan, and we have a Pasuk that sets up Hotzah as an Av Malacha, then already we look and see what the Torah prohibited on Shabbos. And if we find a different form of Hotzah, which the Torah prohibited on Shabbos, since we already have the major breakthrough, you know, we have a pasuk for Hotzah that upgrades Hotzah into the status of Malacha. We have the Mishkan that tells me what the Av Malacha is. Now we're on a search, you know, we're on a worldwide search to find the Tolus of Hotzah. Then we can find any pasuk, any context in which Hashem says to the people of Israel, don't do this on Shabbos, and if it was a case of Hotzah, and we can consider that as a Tolda of Hotzah. We may have to go back to the Mishkan again, right? Because Tosfos is saying that all the Toldos of Hotzah have to be in Mishkan. But the question is, you know, is there such a thing as, I mean, again, we have to get into the nitty-gritty details. Like, for example, Ayetz Ish Mekom B'Yom HaShabbos, is that referring to the Av Moloch of Hotzah? Is it referring to Tolda? Let's say you're going out to collect a man, so they're holding a kli. Oh, that's it. So let's say they're taking a kli, a utensil, and they put the man into the kli, and they took the utensil out of Rishus HaYochid.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe it's working with the Meino Inyan, I don't know exactly, because it seems to me that Al Yetzish Mekomo, if it's a reference to Hotzah, is a repeat of Al Vayichali Al Mehavi, by we recall the Machmir, that's again from the tent to out to Rishus HaRabim, and he's holding a kli in his tent, and he's taking it out there to, you know, to collect the man. So that's, so maybe it's in a Meino Inyan, I don't know. But here the general approach I want to say is that once you've already made the breakthrough, we've already created a category called Melechas Hotzah, then maybe we could be more flexible and look in the Torah and see what the Torah prohibited on Shabbos in terms of Hotzah.
That's not what he says you have to derive the Torahs just like the others on the Melechas and Mishkan.
Right, I'm not denying that, but what I'm going to say is that there may be certain toldos that were done in the Mishkan, and those toldos themselves would be questionable, and you would need a pasuk. So, for example, you have something called haknas and hotzah, where you have moshit, you know, and so it could be that, you know, or zorek, or zrika, there's so many different manifestations of hotzah that it could be at some point. We say, well, it's not enough that it's in the Mishkan. I need a pasuk, because this is already a more drastic, you know, breakthrough category of Hotzah, subcategory of Hotzah that's very radically different. So for that, I need a pasuk, and it could be that since it was done in the Mishkan, because again, Tosfos insists that everything that's on the Hotzah was done in the Mishkan, then it could be now we can lower and be more flexible about our requirements in terms of a pasuk. We don't need a pasuk that reflects on the building of the Mishkan or for the purpose of the Mishkan. We just have to know what was prohibited on Shabbos. And if Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the instruction that don't you dare take out Kalim to collect the man on Shabbos, or alternatively, maybe they could put the Kalim out there before Shabbos, but they would bring the Kalim with the man in on Shabbos, and that's prohibited. Maybe that would be Hachnasa as opposed to Otsah. You know, again, we have to... I'm too early in the game, but your question is an excellent question. But we still have a few more minutes. Let's see if we can cover Os Gimel. That would be an amazing feat. Hine Harambam, the Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud, Hazorik Meshus Lushus, O Hamoshit, Harezet Toldos Motzi V'chai, Yesh La'ayin. My time of Kolal, or Kolal, Rak Hanach Gavni V'chlal Toldos. So I'm not sure what he has in mind here, but maybe he has in mind Hachnosa, for example, right? Hachnosa L'chor is a Tolda, and yet the Rambam only has Hazorek and Moshit. Maybe that's his question. V'nira Lehanal, I think Lehanal means Alpi Hanal. You know, according to what we said before, Dibemotzi Mishseyoch, Shisaram, Shisaram, Shisayoch, and Mavidalan, Shisaram, Suile Ram, the Havi, Oso, Maisa, Molocha, Mamish. And therefore, maybe they're all others. Because in the case of Moshe and Zorik, you have a whole different Tzuras HaMaisa. In all the other cases, you're carrying a Chefetz. So it's a question of which Rishui also, how much you're carrying it in the Rishus. So that's considered Oso Maisa Malacha Mamish. Dare Ikar HaMaisa Malachu Mavir Mishus L'Shus. So he says that's something that we'll learn a little bit later on. Vare B'chol Hanach Hugam Mavir Mishus L'Shus. I mean, you have to know about Dalet Amos Shusarab, but that's also kind of a Mavir Mishus L'Shus. Avol b'zorek. That's already a shinui beguf ha-pu'ula, beguf ha-tsuras ha-pu'ula. Im havilei akira v'anocha b'yodo mamish. O al yidei zrika b'alma. Not sure the language here, but basically saying that in the case of Hotsah, forget about zrika for a moment, you start with an akira, and then you carry the object, and you put it down. Whereas Rika, basically, you start with the akira, and you end up with hanocha. I mean, the only thing, the difference is, you put a little, like, an energy force in, but you're not carrying it, you know, it's the akira, the hanocha, that's it, more or less. Those are your actions. So it's radically different than what? Then hotzal, kachavile told, the kmoche b'moshit nami. Here also it's a different surah sabpu'ula, because this is not mavir, you're not carrying the object, you're just being moshed the object. Oh, he goes even further than that. You could be chayav in moshed from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid if it carries it over Rishus HaRabim, over the threshold, right? The Duta. You remember the, you know, how they passed on the Kroshim from Duta to Duta. Yesh Lahosipa says, "Zeh Poshut to Bishakulah for saying Melechas Tichud, Ein Hach Shinui to be Motzi Lizorek Mahani Lachalkom Litarte Liav Ulitolda." So Dafkin Hotzah, where the emphasis is on the Tzuras HaPu'ula, then the distance or the difference between Hotzah when you're carrying something and Zorek when you throw something is enough of a difference in the Tzuras HaPu'ula to justify classifying Zorik as a Tolda. In other halachos, we would look at the ultimate change in the object. Let's say, for example, your change in the object would be getting it into another Rishus. Who cares whether you get into Rishus because you carried it into that Rishus or you threw it into that Rishus? Those would both be others. You know, if we don't have enough of a justification in other halachos to Bechai Gavna, to separate between the Av and the Tolda. There's too great of a similarity in terms of the Tikkun HaChefetz. But in Meleches Hotso, which is a Melacha Nemaisa Melacha, we can talk about Avos and Toldos as long as there's a change in the Tzurus HaMelacha. The Yesod Lazer, he wants to bring a proof, a source for this concept that Hotso is not a Meleches Tikkun, because you don't change the object, as we saw in the Or Zeruah, is going to bring from a Gemara in Perek Abon. Omer Rabba, Zorak v'nocha b'pi ha-kelev, o b'pi ha-kivshon, chayev. Now this is really interesting, because you threw something and it landed in the furnace. It means it went up in smoke. I mean, what kind of tikkun ha-chefetz is that? The l'chor kol ka-gavnish is a nisrach v'yad b'pi ha-kivshon v'lein mekal. I mean, in feeding the dog, I can get away with that. You know, I love my dog, and I want to make sure he's eating his dinner. But in the case of Pia Kivshan, Hare Kaimel and the Kalmakul Kathal Bturin. So why is it that you'd be Chayfa Hotso in a case which is classic Makalpa? But maybe we can answer it based on our understanding of Melacha Grua, that Melechas Hotso is not a malach of tikkun, such that there should be a p'tur of mekalkel, but rather it's a malach of tzuras ha-malach, and then you take the object and you relocate it. And he did that in this case, even though it landed in the kivshar. The yisod ha-p'tur shal mekalkel hainu b'maleches tikkun. Yeah, fine. Avo b'maleches hotza b'malach ha-gruahi. It's lowest paslit lan be kilkul klal darei belav hachi kol shem hamalachu b'maisa hamalachu gufa v'lo mishkachas leitores kilkul b'maleches hotza. Beautiful. That's really a starker proof. But he has here a footnote from Omer HaKosev, yesh lahoyer al zeh midivrei Tosfos Sadi Dalid Amud Aleph, the Rav Aschler Rabbi Shimon, the Yisod Din Melacha Shein Tzrichah LeGufa, that Tzorech Shehaya Nasi Slo Hamelacha B'Mishkan U'Guf Hamelacha V'Shor Sho V'Gam Meleches Hotso B'Mishkan Yitzorech Hafotzim Shotziu Ayin Shom Mashma K'tzas D'Gam B'Hotso Yesh Tachlis V'Tikun B'Hamelacha. So let me just try to summarize the Ha'ara of the Kosev, which I'm not sure if that's Rav Auerbach, the son-in-law, or Rav Shurkin, the father-in-law, I'm not sure. But he's saying, L'chora, even Hotsa is subject to this definition and requirement of Tikkun, because otherwise, it, to the same extent that you want to remove, suspend the mechanics of Mekalkel, the Ptur of Mekalkel, and so you should suspend the mechanics of Melach Shem Tzrich L'Gufa. So, for example, the Gemara is going to say that we're going to look into, Tosfos is going to point out, we're going to look into the Mishkan and see for what purpose did they do the Hotsa. And L'chora, we are, you know, if Hotsa is Melach Shem Tzrich L'Gufa, then the classic case would be Hotsa Sames. You remember that? Where he wants to take the dead body out of this house, not because he wants to relocate it somewhere else, but because they can't live in the house, and they can't tolerate the stench of the decaying corpse. So the Gemara calls that a Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, and applies Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa to Meleches Hotza, which means we go back to the Mishkan, and we look, what was the purpose of Hotza in the Mishkan? The answer was they wanted to get the Kroshim from here to there. So their purpose was to relocate the Kroshim. Here, you're not interested in relocating the body. You just want to spare yourself the unpleasantness of having this body here in your house. And therefore, you're potter. Well, wait a minute. If according to the Rav, based on the Or Zeruah, etc., the essence of Meleches Hotso is the Tzuras HaMaisa, and therefore, even if I throw it into the Pi Kivshon, I'm Chayev, because I don't care about Tikkun or Mekalkel, why do I care about Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa? Why am I so interested in figuring out the Tachlis and the ultimate goal of getting the Chayfetz located there? I mean, that is the Tikkun of the Chayfetz in the case of Hotso. And if I'm not interested in getting it there, I'm Potur, because it's not doing the Mishkan. Because in the Mishkan they wanted to get it there. Who cares about that? As long as I'm interested in the Tzuras HaMelacha, the Maisa of Hotzah, it should be Chaya. Elavos, you see from that Tosis, clearly, that we're interested in Hotzah, not just in the Tzuras HaMaisa, but also in figuring out where, you know, what my goal is. Where am I going to relocate the object? And that's critical. So we're left with a tzarech iyun here. How do we differentiate between makalkel, which seems to be a principle that's waived here in the case of otzah, as opposed to lokshen tzrich legufo, which seems to be very alive and well in the case of otzah? All right, that's weird.